Welcome to the Power User Podcast, brought to you by NeoWin.net and WinCustomize.com. This week, TiVo released TiVo Desktop 2.2, which allows users to transfer TV shows to their computers. Joining me today is regular contributor Brad Wardell, a big TiVo fan, and Paul Boyer, who has built many a computer system using SnapStream, or as we call it today, Beyond TV. Hi, guys. How are you?
Woohoo!
Good.
Hey, Brad. I'm glad to hear you good.
Oh, yes.
Right. So what can you tell us? I know you're a big fan of TiVo. What can you tell us about this new TiVo program?
Well, while all you nerds out there have been playing around with SnapStream and God knows what, trying to get your computers like to work with your latest, get your TV shows work, I basically got a few years ago, got a TiVo and said, I'm not messing with it. I'm not going to sit there and try to figure out, oh, well, I don't know why the recording didn't work quite right, or why it's skipping, or why the sound didn't work right this time, because I don't have the right, compression going. No, I got a TiVo, but the nerds had one particular advantage over me. They could get their stuff off their computers and put it onto other computers, or they could put it on their pocket PC, or they could burn DVDs with it, while losers like me were stuck with it just being on TiVo. But TiVo this started releasing a program called TiVo Desktop, and it made it very easy to get your stuff off your TiVo and onto your computer. And I set it up last night, and it was incredibly easy. I couldn't believe how easy it was. I found a pretty old USB Linksys wireless adapter, and I just put it on the back of my TiVo Series 2 machine, and it picked it up. It downloaded a firmware update, and voila, it was working. I couldn't believe how easy it was to get going.
Did you actually put something back on the TiVo yet? Or
are
you still just getting stuff off the TiVo?
Right. Hold on. We're going to get there, my friend. Yeah. Oh, keep your pants on. We're just talking about getting the thing going, first of all. So, I mean, this is how easy it was, though. I mean, even on a PC, hooking up a USB adapter, like one of those Linksys ones, requires specific CD-ROM drivers and all this. In this case, I mean, Microsoft could learn something from this. I plugged in the adapter, the wireless adapter, to the TiVo. It recognized what it was, even though it was old, and downloaded the drivers from TiVo. It was working. And then I went onto my PC, downloaded TiVo Desktop version 2.2, and then I could start copying all my stuff over, which was really cool. And I could play music and pictures on my television. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was quite cool because I got a gazillion MP3s and
so
such
you put
on my
a USB card,
wireless USB, wireless,
one of those
USB
blue
adapter.
Ones.
Yeah, one of those crappy blue ones we have at the office.
That never work on the PC?
Exactly.
Holy moly.
And I just plugged it in, and it picked it up, and it was on my LAN. And from there, my wife's been streaming MP3s on it all day through our TV because it has a little bit nicer speakers than other things in the house. And, it's just amazing. And what's new in version 2.2, apparently, and I don't have this working yet because I have to download the new TiVo operating system to support it. But supposedly you can now put videos from your computer, if they're in the right format, and play them onto your TiVo, which is great because now I can finally watch all the porn I've downloaded on my television. I mean, because I always keep watching it on my laptop or on a little screen because it seems kind of dorky. But now I can watch it like, you know, my neighbors who you know, buy those DVDs or whatever and see it on the big screen TV, which is kind of cool.
Or more importantly, you can borrow my 300 gig drive full of every episode of South Park and Stargate and watch it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know about that because that's probably violating some rule and I wouldn't do that. But,
right.
But yeah, I have definitely been enjoying the fact that I can put pictures on there and so you can have friends over and have a slideshow from pictures that are on your computer. But I think a lot of people who have TiVos would probably be intimidated by this sort of thing because I think, oh, hooking it up to your network, I mean, gosh, that sounds like a lot of work. How do you get to work? Because they're so used to how crappy Windows is at getting this stuff to work. And this was the most painless thing I've ever worked with. It was just plug in, download the software, install it. It immediately detected the TiVo. I didn't have to even point it to an IP address or anything. It just detected it. and download my listings, and I was able to download it all. Now, there are some gotchas. You can't just – first of all, the files are in a .tival format. They're not WMVs or something. So you can't – they're like – each show is like 200 megabytes or 400 or 600 megs. They're huge, and you can't do anything with them because they're in a special format.
And you, so
you can't legally do anything with them.
Well, there aren't even – TiVo, every version of TiVo Desktop breaks everyone who tries to find a way to extract the raw stuff. I went around – first thing I did, of course, is I went online and I started trying to find programs that can do that. And there are quite a few programs that will, except that 2.2 breaks them. So that was a bit of a bummer. And then there are – maybe there – and a lot of those programs are quite complicated to work. But they have made – a deal with Sonic, and they will let you burn DVDs with it. So I'll probably get that for $50. I can burn DVDs with, and a lot more. It's a deluxe version, and burn DVDs of those movies so that I can get them off my TiVo. And if I go on a trip, I can watch. I don't mind having them on DVD. I would just put them on my laptop, and I can watch stuff I've archived onto while I'm on a plane or something.
Yeah, but you still have the limitations of it just being a TiVo in general. I mean, you can't copy.
Here it comes. All right, college boy. No, go ahead, Paul. Tell us.
Yep. Well, I mean, the beauty of like a SnapStream or Myth TV or something like that is that it records it in an unencrypted format. So it's like everything I record on my Beyond TV, I can keep forever and play as many times as I want, and there's nothing, you know, if my TiVo dies or if my one computer dies, I pull the hard drive out and I put in another one and it plays fine.
I agree. That's still a big advantage. I don't know what the licensing issue that TiVo had to go through, and I don't really fully understand why TiVo felt the need to have their format be in its own .tivo format instead of WMV or something.
Well, one of the reasons...
Does anyone have any ideas?
Yeah, actually, I do. One of the reasons might be, as you said, you can't edit it. You know, if somebody wanted to make some montage to their favorite song or just some kind of editing thing, let's say in Premiere or whatever they've got to edit with, the makers of the TV shows don't... They want to keep control over that, I would imagine.
Sure, but why isn't that affect Beyond TV? Or because Microsoft Media Center Edition?
It does affect Media Center Edition to a minor degree in that Microsoft has actually made the Media Center Player just a free thing that anyone can use. But I think that it still has some DRM just built into it.
But SnapStream doesn't, or Beyond TV does not. It's just plain old .WMVs. Why aren't
Or you can actually record as AVI. You can even record as DivX. That way you're totally...
So how is Beyond TV immune from those issues? But... You know, the chumps like me are using TiVo are looking at .tivo files that are, like I said, they're huge, 600 megabytes.
I don't know. It's probably just a personal use thing, you know, that maybe Beyond TV is not big enough to get hit on the radar yet.
I think Beyond TV is probably a lot harder for the average consumer to set up, so it's something...
I don't know, Paul. Do you think it's hard to set up?
Well... It's not hard to set up. It's hard to rely on. I mean, I started it back like a long time ago, and it was buggy in the beginning, and you needed to have just the right settings. You had to have just the right encoder. You know, I still get weird things. I have everything streaming to a network drive, and now I find out that it's not indexing the network drive. So I'll record stuff. It'll copy to the network drive, and it'll not know it's there. So, I mean, those are things that you're not going to get on a TiVo, which is, you know, reliable and works every time, and your grandma can use it.
Right, that's what, I mean, I got into SnapStream at the beginning, too, and I have Beyond TV 3, and every time I'd run it, there'd be something. There would always, it was a different bug every version, whether it be, oh, well, it was really choppy because I was using a wrong encoder, or the sound would cut out, and there's always, you know, a bug in it that would be affixed to the next version, but then there would be something else. And I never even got into the issue of where it was getting slow or choppy because there were too many files. So I basically went, I'm going to just get a TiVo, plug it in. I just watch my shows. Yeah. I'm a little bummed that I can't do anything with high definition with it. So that's one of the things holding me back from getting HDTV is that I don't think if there is an HDTV TiVo, I certainly don't. I know I don't have it because I'm running the Series 2. And but I just wanted the thing to work. And now, for me, the thing that kills me is I have, every time I go on a television show or something, I'd like to record on my TiVo so I can show my friends, see, I have a real job. I really do. Look, I'm on MSNBC. But eventually those fill up. It takes many years, of course, because I, don't get on very much.
Times repeated, rerun over.
Yeah, exactly. But now I can take them off, and if I pay $50 for this Sonic thing, I can burn them on the DVD, and then I can watch them anytime I want, and keep my TiVo clear, which is, I think, what I was looking for. What I was looking for.
One of the things that TiVo needs to do is allow you to start hooking up external hard drives. So, because that would be different. If you could just go buy a USB 2 drive, plug it on there, and now I've got another 6 million gigs, then that'd be great.
Right, but if 2.2 really lets you copy things back onto the TiVo, isn't that almost the same thing, where I can just have them go back and forth between...
Yeah.
The 600 megs is on a wireless, on a 802.11b connection is not very fast, but eventually they'll have 802.11n, and then it won't be really an issue, will it?
One of the major things, I think, actually, the reason we kind of skipped over with their encryption is actually because they're going to be introducing their download service, and that's going to be premium content, and they're not going to want you copying that off, or if they do, they're going to want strict control of what you can do with it.
That's a good point.
Because, that's apparently...
I'll be going on TiVo and actually pick... watch some movie. I don't see how they can really do that, though.
Well, you have to have broadband, and you have to, and you go in and you say, oh, look, it's, Fantastic Four to pick on.
Oh, so, all right.
Boom, download, and it downloads it, and then, in 4 hours when it's done, you go and you watch it. Or it'll streaming technology. I've seen, on Engadget, they had some screenshots of a working version, but I don't know the details yet.
Oh, I see. That would be kind of cool if I could, instead of having to, my gut demands, if I want to get my gut bigger, I need to cut down exercise. And, I have to walk a little bit to get to the Blockbuster. This way I could eliminate the last vestiges of actually moving around at all.
And
just
true.
Pick out the, and then I could finally get porn, professional quality porn and not feel funny about it. When I go into the Blockbuster and say, do you have, blah, blah, blah. I won't mention it, but.
And that is the ultimate goal, though, is to eliminate exercise completely. And when I say exercise, I mean movement as much
right.
as possible out of your life. And
I don't think it's fair to say that what I do is exercise by walking around. But if you lower the bar far enough, and I have, merely walking to the car to drive to the Blockbuster that's down literally a quarter mile away because I don't want to walk to it,
right.
Even though the weather's nice.
No, of course, can't walk.
If I can eliminate that, then, that's much more efficient.
Right.
Now, here's one gotcha for you, though, is that for a while now, I never actually do it, but technically I could have been doing this on the Beyond TV for like a year and a half now because their service is like Cinema Now. You can actually download it. And since they're essentially using Microsoft's codecs to make these things, and they're DRM'd, but as long as once you've installed their driver, the Beyond TV just thinks of them as WMVs, and you can actually watch them straight on your Beyond TV. They still expire, but you can do it.
Yeah, but so?
For 2 years now, been able to do that.
Ah, I see.
1 year. TiVo just hadn't even got it working yet.
Yeah, but again, TiVo is very... One has to can only imagine how much effort they had to put in order to make it so I could put on a 3-year-old wireless USB adapter, one of the earliest Linksys, and just have it work.
That is true. That is true.
That is
That's
handy.
Impressive. Of course,
and I think a lot of people want to go for that ease of use too, which is why TiVo is more popular than SnapStream.
Oh God, I would never recommend building a Beyond TV box to my grandmother.
They're sponsoring this episode.
Okay. I would recommend. Even my grandmother can make one of these.
Right.
So, I think it's interesting. I think it's neat. I don't know if it's going to save TiVo. I think that they
got to get high definition support in real soon.
Well, they already have. They have high def models, and other competitors have high def models. But you have to usually only the cable stations are supplying them because they're the only ones who have like a controlled high def signal, And plus, you have to have a 300 gig hard drive in it, and then you get 30 hours if you're lucky, you know. So
yeah, but this, but if with this though, it's not really an issue anymore. You can just have it keep. If they can make it so you can copy the things onto a removable hard drive over your network, okay, or however, then it's really not a problem. But I guess I do agree with you. They should support removable hard drives.
Well, that was the Moxie Media that was going to come out that got bought up by somebody. Was going to do that, and they were. It was going to come with integrated Wi-Fi. It was going to come with, external hard drive support and all these things like that. And it just never happened. It must not be as easy or at least as cheap as we would like it to be.
Right.
Well, excellent, you two. Thank you very much for sharing your experiences here. I'm sure this will be good information for our dozens of listeners. So I appreciate
just remember,
you joining us.
Just remember.
You got to vote for
Beyond
us.
Beyond TV. So easy my grandma could do it.
Right, exactly.
That's there. Our
Right.
TiVo.
I think so.
So TiVo. Easy your grandmother could do it.
Yeah, TiVo is nice and easy. That's why I really was shocked at how easy an experience it was.
Well,
and yeah. Both of our listeners will can appreciate
exactly,
that.
Exactly. So if you would like to try the TiVo, you know, if you want to vote for Brad Wardell, go out and buy a TiVo. You want to vote for Paul, go out and buy a SnapStream or build your own
vote
SnapStream.
For Paul.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
It's a competition
much.
Now.
All right. And thanks for listening, everyone. This podcast was brought to you by neowin.net and wincustomize.com. Support us by subscribing to us on iTunes, Podnova, or odeo.com. Look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.
Vote for Paul.
Yeah.